Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 29th of July, 7:05 in the morning, to KCNR and Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the downtown studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, and let me see. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Remember, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us anywhere. And, of course, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And good morning, Ben. Ben is back.
Good morning.
2 weeks in Hawaii.
Yes.
For some reason, I just thought it was you going over there, and I just found out your whole family was over there.
Yeah, there was
16 of you.
Yep. Yeah, it was, but you were
able,
a lot of us.
You were able to stay in the base, on base.
Yeah, we stayed on base.
At Kaneohe, Marine Corps Base Kaneohe.
Yep.
Used to be Marine Corps Air Station Kaneohe. I'm not sure if it's changed or not. They do have cabins and little cottages.
Yeah, right on the beach they have
on
cabins.
On the beach there. Beaches, and they've been there a long time. So you all were able to score a couple of lows.
Yeah. We got one of those for me and my family, like my parents and my sister and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then my uncle and his wife and my cousin and my other cousins, they all stayed in a villa on the golf course. So
oh,
we had
yeah.
two different places.
Yeah, the villa on the golf course.
And then my other cousin lives on the base, so
yeah.
He's got a house on the base.
Well, is he in the Marines?
No.
He's in the Air Force?
Yes, but he's allowed to...
Because he works with other branches of the government.
Yes.
Okay.
And I forget what he said, but there's so many people that aren't, that don't work on that base, that work other places.
Yeah.
So
probably FMF PAC and on the other side of the island and all those. Yeah. And so is Hawaii worth it?
Yes.
For at least a 2 week vacation.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, if you're going to go 2 weeks, I mean, why not?
Yeah, it definitely made it for, so we got to do a lot of different things. Got to go to the North Shore, you know, go to Waikiki for a day.
Uh-huh.
But it was nice that we stayed on the windward side, on that side, because a lot less tourists.
A lot less tourists. And the beaches are better, lot better.
The beaches on the base were really pretty.
Oh, yeah. Well, over there in Kailua.
Kailua, yeah. And
right there on the
Bellows.
Beaches there, in Bellows. You know, in fact, I think South Pacific, the musical parts of it was filmed right there on Bellows Beach, and on up on and over on Waikiki you got rocky. I mean the beaches are, you know, you got rock on the bottom and all this, but you go over the other side of the island and they are just white sand and beautiful.
And
there's nobody there. It's less people.
A lot less people, but since since we had military IDs, we were allowed to go on the Bellows field, you know, their beach. And so, I mean, just
nobody's there.
Just driving in, all these people. So at Bellows Beach during the week, nobody's allowed on the beach. No tourists, no nothing.
No, but what about military?
No, they do. They have training.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was Friday at noon until Sunday at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
The beach opens. The first part of it's open for the public.
Uh-huh.
And then you can go in further, and then that part is just for military, and there's like nobody in there.
Yeah. And there's cottages and...
Yeah, they do have cottages there, but they look a lot older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're... It's been there a long time, Bellows Beach.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part?
I like the snorkeling the most, you know, but just being there, you know, being outside, the weather, being able to relax and not have to worry about anything. It was kind of nice. But I think snorkeling, swimming was the best part.
Yeah.
Like I said, on the base, we went to this place called Secret Beach, and it was probably the best snorkeling on the island.
It's restricted there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to fish in that area either. So
yeah, did they tell you that in Kaneohe Bay is kind of like the breeding grounds of the hammerhead sharks?
So story about that, it's happening right now.
Oh, is it?
And okay. We went fishing on the pier, and I caught 4 or 5 hammerheads that were 2 to 3 foot long.
Uh huh.
So, but yeah, they were actually. It was that time of the year right but, now.
Yeah, and they don't mention it. And in Kaneohe Bay, right there where the base is, hammerheads come in, and hundreds and thousands come in there for breeding. And I don't think there's ever been an incident where somebody's been attacked out there.
You know, they had that sandbar right there, too. And I'd read about it, and there was no incidents.
They were there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking overhead shots. And all you see is hammerhead sharks.
Yeah.
Who are known, some of them, you know, there have been man-eaters of that group, but their minds are not on that. They're there to find a girl.
Yep.
Okay. Gosh, just love things. I tell you what, let's take a, when I lived there, I was stationed there for 3 years, the cost of things, which was even back then, was high compared to the States.
So,
and did you notice that at all? But you were able to
honestly,
shop for things?
Honestly,
yeah.
Living in California, the prices were the same.
Really?
I mean, there wasn't much different. Gas was more expensive, probably about 75 cents more.
Yeah.
But I mean, I felt like it was just
the regular staples you would buy are about the same.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for fishing gear and stuff, it was all, you know, the same prices I would have paid over here.
Yeah. But, you know.
I mean, the market we went to, you know, local stuff, some of that stuff was more expensive. But, I mean, the restaurants we went to, I felt like it was.
Comparable.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but now my parents, who are from Ohio, where things are a little bit cheaper.
They were in shock.
No, not really in shock because they understand. But
everybody knows it's going to be more expensive, though.
But, yeah, they knew it was going to be more, so.
Well. It was, the other thing, too, is when I was stationed there, every so often a rumor would sweep the island that there's not going to be more toilet paper or tuna fish or something. And it would be like COVID was at the beginning. People would come in and buy, you know, a lot of it. And they'd be putting restrictions right away on people buying toilet paper or paper, anything paper, because everything was coming in on ships. That would happen on a regular basis. Did you go to any McDonald's while you were there?
Yeah, the McDonald's on the base.
Oh, there is?
There's one on the base,
did they
yeah.
serve Spam?
You know, I actually didn't actually go. I actually ordered it through my parents. I don't
know if they did.
But I'm sure they did, because everywhere else we went had Spam.
Spam is so big in Hawaii. You know, you buy it. At McDonald's, they have Spam sandwiches there. And because it was a way of getting protein, gosh, since before the war, I think, World War II. And Spam became huge in Hawaii. So, yeah. So you see Spam burgers at McDonald's.
I wouldn't have got
one. You know
one.
What? 3 years I was there, I managed to avoid ever getting a Spam burger.
Yeah. Well, we got pretty lucky. My cousin likes to cook, so he we grilled out a lot. He cooked a lot at his house. So.
Cool. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna talk about. It looks like we've got a candidate for District 5 that's gonna be running against Chris Kellstrom has just announced, and we're gonna talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook. this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Crook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Crook, this Saturday only at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you there. It's time to form a new state. Vote for New California State's Constitution. This Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Reading. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing educational system, no representation, loss of religious freedoms? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd, at the Shasta Bible College, starting at 10 a.m., and make your voice heard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 29th of July, 717, and while we were just chit-chatting about Hawaii, I forgot to do the weather. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 100, with a low tonight around 70. Wednesday, a high near 98, and Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, however. Thursday is going to be sunny and hot with around 98, and it looks like, my friends, if you go all the way through next Monday, that's what it's going to be, around 97, 98, and lows around the 70s, high 60s. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years in Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Fire updates. The Green Fire is still at 19,000 acres, but it's now 82% contained. But it looks like the Orleans Fire, the Butler Fire, which is part of the Orleans complex that was started by lightning, has burned 21,000 acres and is 47% contained with almost 2,000 personnel on the ground. And the Butte Fire, that one is small, 1 acre, is currently active, but they're out there all over it. And let me see. Those are the two real big ones we got going. And let me see. It is kind of a big announcement. It looks like former district supervisor, Shasta County Supervisor, Tim Garvin's going to run for District 5. In next year's election, he's going to be running against Chris Kellstrom. And Garmin made the announcement in a news release, and I saw that yesterday, that outlined his five priorities: public safety, wildfire prevention, infrastructure reliance, mental health services and homeless solutions, support for small businesses, restoring trust, transparency, and respectful public discourse.
Mm. interesting.
Okay. No. You know. You know what? It's... I wish. I guess I could. I could give you a mission that would take you a week. It would take you at least a week. 8 hours a day. Going through my archives at Free Fire Radio. And every time we have a candidate on, see what they're going to do. I swear to you that public safety is going to be right at the top of the list. And then it used to be permitting. Oh, we got to fix the permitting process. It's too hard to build things. We haven't heard that lately and then it's wildfires. How do, you know, prevention and infrastructure reliance. And Tim, if this was Tim's first shot at being a supervisor, first time he's on, you can go broadband, but he's been a supervisor for 4 years. So I want to ask him what his plans are for those. Mental health services and homeless solutions. All of these, by the way, are good. All of these are good things to run on. So, and Kellstrom and Garmin, I got a feeling, just a feeling, that the gloves are not going to be on in this fight. So stand by. And I don't particularly care if he runs or not. I am running on the basis that I think it's best for the county, and my campaign will hopefully show that. And so this is not his first rodeo. Now, the reason he didn't run again was because when they changed the districts, rearranged the lines of the districts, that he was, when he ran, was living in the district, and then they changed it, and so they moved the district, so he couldn't run again unless he moved into that district. And so he chose not to do that and took a break, and now he's going to run again. And let me see. Yeah, they're saying that. He used to be representing District 2, and then the boundaries were redrawn. I was in District 1 for like 17 years, then went into District 2. Somebody had to remind me of that one day because, you know, when it came to the voting part. Okay. And I planned to come 100%, and 2 or 3 months later, while I was out of office, a lot of crazy things were happening. I thought, I don't know if I ever want to come back again. But some decisions made the last few months, I said, you know, I have to go back. Our people deserve better. So, and, of course, Record Searchlight is all over that. He thought they think that's a good idea. Anyway, we'll have Tim on and talk about Tim. You escaped with your life from the Board of Supervisors, and now you're throwing yourself back in there. So it's not like he doesn't know what's going to happen. Did you hear about the gunman in New York at the NFL headquarters?
I did.
Looks like this guy went in there and to the NFL headquarters, former football player, and walked into... Midtown Manhattan office building, and he kills 3 people, including himself.
Well, did you see this morning? They said that he got on the wrong elevator, and he was actually heading to the NFL headquarters.
It was something about that. From what I understand, he had a M4 rifle, and went into a Park Avenue skyscraper during rush hour. Fatally shot. Oh, okay. He shot 4 people, including a New York City police officer, killed him, and then himself. So he was in the building that houses the NFL headquarters. That's what I heard. He was going after the NFL, but he got into the wrong elevator.
Yeah, that's what they said this morning.
Whoa. And it also had offices in there of major financial firms, and the. Officer that died was Didarul Islam, 36, a member of the force for 3.5 years. Was killed. And when he was obviously going in to try and stop this. In the shooting, he blamed the NFL for a brain injury. And I don't know, did he play in the NFL? So he may have taken the wrong elevator to the 33rd floor, intended to get in the headquarters rather than Rudin management, and that's where he started. You know,
sad.
It is sad. It's sad. And you know, and now we're going to hear people talking. Okay, we got to take guns away again. Well, New York. Of course, this guy's from Nevada, but still, it's. It all goes back now to the shooter, and now they're gonna, you know, they're gonna go back. And what do we, you know, what do we know about this guy?
He obviously had some mental problems.
Well, obviously, he has something going on there. Well, they're trying to understand the motives of why he did it. And he, when he walked into the office building, once he got up there, he started shooting. And they said the suspect had a documented mental health history. And he left a note that, like I said, appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. I don't think he ever played in the NFL. And, but, so this guy had is a mental case. So where did you get the rifle? I mean, that's the question. And did he do it legally? So, you know, you've got to ask yourself that. Did he go in and he bought a rifle?
You would think it wouldn't have been legally with his mental background, but you never know.
It depends on where the... When they say documented, is it in the system, though? You know, it, can you imagine, you know, trying to put everybody that went to see a counselor or, you know, when you say mental problems, what's that mean? Was he somebody that was threatening to kill people, been arrested before, mental aberrations, and those things?
Pretty broad term.
Yeah, it is. And because it could have been anything. Oh, he had, well, what kind of mental problems? You know, he had a problem, you know, with his mom, you know, something like that. But whatever it was, hearts go out to those people, especially, you know, all of them, including, of course, the policemen on this that lost their life. So, what else we have here? Oh, good news. Dr. Paul DeNuca is having a coffee on the August 2nd, Saturday. At the City Hall in the community room. It goes from 9 to 10:30. And if you have questions about, you know, government and how that's working, let me see, 19, okay, I have to get back in my, they're going to be able to talk about healthcare access, local economic growth, solutions to homelessness, public safety and law enforcement, city budget priorities, and riverfront developments, redevelopment. And it's going to be, he does this on the first Saturday of every other month. So it's free. So just go on down there and you can connect with Dr. DeNuca, who is, you know, who is leading the charge for putting a medical school right here in Redding. And I talked to him yesterday. He's, you know, he felt very bullish on this in the sense of that. Talking UC Davis, they're showing some kind of interest, but, you know, just because they're showing interest doesn't mean anything, but at least they're opening the talks with them. Maybe not the full-fledged medical school, but how about a branch from UC Davis up here to start with a branch and then expand out from there? So he's going to be on the show in a week or so, and we'll talk about that. And the, like I said, it's going to be this Saturday, and I'll mention this the rest of the week. This Saturday at City Hall in the community room, coffee with Dr. Paul DeNuca. And it's going to start at 9 and go till 10:30 in the morning. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coatings. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos in downtown Reading. 7:33 in the morning here, and about 68 degrees, going to go up to 98 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, been around for about 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. When I say the only full-service jewelry store, they've got a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and you can design your own piece of jewelry there. You should talk to them about it. And they'll build it for you, help you design it even, and then build it for you. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row now, and there's a reason for it, obviously. It's the best in the North State, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I know this place by heart, first of all, because this is the only place Linda and I buy jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know what a derecho is?
I do not.
That is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration defines as a widespread, long-lived windstorm that is associated with a band of rapidly moving showers or thunderstorms. They can have gusts in excess of 100 miles per hour, hurricane strength, across a front stretching for many miles and lasting for hours. Storms that have sustained winds for at least 58 miles per hour and leave a path of damage at least 250 miles long qualify as derechos. And what they are, they're inland hurricanes. It can reach hurricane force now. Where do you think this is? Where this is happens at?
You'll never guess. Yeah.
Southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. You've got a hurricane rolling through there.
I was going to say it was somewhere probably furthest away from the ocean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And sometimes referred to as an inland hurricane. Some of the weather's most destructive phenomena. And classic derechos can cause massive power outages, toppling tons of trees, but they are relatively rare, as they only tend to occur from once a year to once every 4 years across portions of the eastern two-thirds of the United States, according to the National Weather Service. So, and it shows an example of grain bins that they had in Iowa that were just twisted up like kids' toys. These grain bins are pretty, pretty sturdy.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
And they go from May through August. And a 700-mile derecho in June 2012 roared in Washington, D.C. and topped 100 miles per hour in 2012. 700-mile-wide. Think about that. Another one across the Midwest in August 2020 killed four people and left behind billions of dollars in damage. So, wind gust as high as 140 miles per hour in Cedar Rapids. Never even heard of it until today.
I was going to say, me either.
Wow.
Either.
So what else we have? Oh, see, this is what happens when my guests don't show up. It's... Well, my guests don't show up. You know, I've got a bunch of things to talk about, and then they don't show up. You know, then I have, okay, well, I don't have time to talk about this or this because I have guests showing up at 7:30. And I'm looking out there, and what am I seeing? Crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. Blue Angels are being sued by a lady in Seattle. She's suing them because she said the noise of the Jets when they're performing made her, the last hours of her sick cat, intolerable. They were so loud that her cat, who was dying, could not die in peace. And she's suing the government. Now, suing the government for the fact is that she was putting things on the Blue Angels Facebook page and other social media, and after a while they just said, no, they just blocked her. So she's suing them because they blocked her. But she's also suing them because they are just running, rampant in Seattle. And it killed her, and it made her cat die unhappy, is what she said. But now she's suing the government. She wants her lawyer's fees. She wants the Blue Angels not to be there. And she wants to be able to put nasty things on their Facebook. So it's a...
How do you know if your cat is not dying in peace, though?
Well, she said it was agitated because of the noise. I mean, it's not like the Blue Angels fly over like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, they come and do their show. I mean, the show probably lasts, what, maybe 5 minutes? Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 10?
You know, that was the only thing on the base that I had to get used to was the helicopters flying, because they have to do like so many hours from the year.
Oh, yeah,
so.
you've got your, they have the training flights.
But they had, they had the Ospreys there, and that was pretty neat to see them fly.
Oh, yeah.
See them at night, their propellers are like green when they're going, so you can see them coming. It was pretty neat.
Well, the Ospreys, when we introduced those into the Marine Corps, I mean, there was a lot of us that were looking at those going, that's an interesting vehicle to fly on, because we're all used to helicopters. And they were crashing a lot of Ospreys.
Well, that was...
They were crashing a lot of them when they were building them. I mean, I mean, a lot.
Yeah. My cousin said he would probably never get into one because of the fact that they're not safe.
Well, no, now, I mean, but when they were building them, like they had another test pilot, I know this was years ago, decade plus, that and they had like the pilot and then some of the, some of the crew were in there and it took off and it just didn't make it. And the way the Osprey works is, and if you've seen it in movies and you've seen it in TV, but the props are in above it, on either side of it. So when it takes off like a helicopter and can go like that. But then the arms where the propellers are swing forward to give you extra speed so you can get from ship to shore a lot quicker.
Yeah.
It was learning how to transition from overhead to direct.
Yeah,
that they were having problems with.
I bet that wasn't easy though.
Yeah, it was the same thing with the Harriers. The Harriers were our jump jets that you could. Same thing the Brits had, where you could take a. You could change the direction
of the Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the 90s.
Yeah, that one. And you could either take off, regular flight, or you could move the, you could adjust the, where the jet was, where the outtake was, and it would take you straight up in the air. Now, that was good for coming in and putting them on ships as part of our, amphibious landing forces. And then they would could take off from there and then transition into straight ahead flight. Yeah, we used to call them it's terrible. One engine, one bomb, one way, which wasn't true, but it was the same thing when they were learning to fly these Harriers. It was that transitioning from if you were going straight up. To, then the thrust would, would move and you should be going forward. And then when it goes into the back, now you're flying just like a conventional jet. But what would happen is they get this rocking. And once it started rocking, it was, they would try to, maintain, but it usually ended up with them hitting the ejection seat and getting out. Because once it started wobbling, it was pretty sure you're going to just it'd just flip over like dead bug. So we put our best pilots into the Harriers and then once they had lots of hours. And so they did real well with them. And then as pilots had less hours when they were transitioning into Harriers, we were having more problems because it had problems at first. So. Now, the Osprey seems, I know people whose sons fly the Ospreys and say that they're good vehicles. They get you there.
They probably had like seven or eight of them there.
Oh, yeah.
We passed every day because we had to go
to
the flight line.
It's taking, our CH-46s and 53s. The 46s have been our main troop mover. You can put 20 Marines in it and move them anywhere. You can put more in it, but... Then you have a tendency to fly a lot slower. But you can put 20 Marines, and this is what we've used, before Vietnam. We were still flying CH-46s that had been in Vietnam in 88, 89, still flying them. They, of course, they go back and they rehab them all the time and put new electronics on them and all this, but it's the same frame. And, I mean, they were the workhorse. They're the workhorse of the Marine Corps. And now the Ospreys are, they're moving them into it. And the 53s are a much bigger helicopter that we use for carrying, heavy stuff. But we can put a lot of Marines on them, too, if we want to. And they can refuel in midair. So they can go up and take a drink and keep going. So, anyway, much more than you ever wanted to know about Marine Corps aviation. But, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we got a few other things to discuss here. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, I've got a... Well, I thought I had tickets to Footloose the Musical. Yes, I do. I have a set of tickets to Footloose the Musical. It's going to be this weekend. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you get a... you can get your ticket, free tickets here, like $20 a piece. And this is good for two tickets for Footloose, the musical. It's going to be August 1st and 2nd. So it's going to be Friday and Saturday, evening performances at 7 p.m. and on August 2nd, matinee at 2 p.m. out at Shasta College. And we'll give this to the first person of that gives us a call. Excuse me. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567. Footloose, that famous musical with Kevin Bacon and the story of a kid comes in from Chicago and into, like, Nebraska or Iowa, and they didn't dance because it was the devil's work. And how the kids banded together so they could actually have a dance. Did you ever hear that? You know, when, that there's places where you can't dance. There are places where you can't dance.
Yeah.
Anyway, if somebody, if you want these tickets, and I've met the cast, they are fired up. They're ready to go. And it's going to be at Shasta College, and you can get these tickets for, and either use them Friday or Friday evening, or Saturday for the matinee. So 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got those reversed somehow where I should have done the commercial, then gave out the tickets. Go with me on this.
That's okay.
Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for both full-time and part-time in a variety of backgrounds and experience level. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a good place to work. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the main menu. Did you get a chance to read any papers or anything like that when you were over there, or watch the news or anything over there while you were in Hawaii?
Watched the news a little bit, but
yeah, probably not a lot.
Yeah.
Local news or anything?
No.
Only reason I'm saying that is Hawaii is very, very liberal. It seems to be more liberal than it was when I was there in the 80s. But things like this, when you look at, you know, the people were so concerned about the tariffs. The tariffs were going to destroy the economy, and they haven't. The stock exchange is at the highest it's been, NASDAQ. Those numbers, everybody was saying it was the tariffs would destroy all this, and it hasn't done it. And Trump just went over to Europe again and just, with the EU, because the EU is one of our largest trading partners when you look at the European Union. And they came in and we end up not getting any tariffs on us, and they have some tariffs on them, but what it did was it opened up their markets to our ranchers and farmers, which before, was very limited. And the European Union is going to buy so many billion dollars worth of energy and invest so many billion dollars in America and businesses and putting things here. It was a very much a surprise to see all of that happening. And then he went, he was with the leader of England. And when they did this, when they had these big meetings there in Scotland, and then the EU trade deal, and now he's working on that Thailand-Cambodia peace deal. Now, you know, it's funny that everybody, you know, even economists say, oh, the tariffs are going to, you know, destroy us, have come out now and said, well, maybe I was wrong. You know, I don't see it happening. The question is, how much longer can Trump keep pushing this? And, you know, when he talks about the art of the deal, I'm not a big, I've run large projects, millions of dollars worth of projects, you know, in different countries. I know how things work in that country. But when you see this continual pushing that Trump's doing, and it seems to be working, how much of that, and now he's putting pressure on the European Union and other nations about Russia. You know, Russia keeps launching these horrendous, huge attacks against Ukraine. And Trump's pushing them now to stop buying Russian oil. And if they stop buying Russian oil, they're not going to have the money to keep fighting in Ukraine, or it's going to, you know, severely limit it. Is there some of the European nations think there may be a risk then is that Russia will strike back. With the European nations, if they start cutting back on their oil, Russia could just turn off the spigot. Then what happens? Well, I think the United States could probably pick up the slack on that, because we can pump a lot of oil and get it over to Europe. So, it's the it's interesting just watching this because, you know, I don't see, you know, when it's favorable, I don't see it on many of the news channels. If it's at all unfavorable, it's there. On the other hand, then you go to the other side and they're trumping it, you know, they're broadcasting it everywhere about, oh my gosh, look how good it is and all this. So somewhere in the middle is the answer. The only, you know, the question is okay, how much of this is true? I mean, you look at the exact same story and get two completely different takes on it. Instead of just the news, this happened. This was signed. It was, you know, they're either effusive about how great Trump is, oh my God, he's the only one who can do it, or the other side is they ignore that what's been said and then they go after Trump. We're still getting people that are, you know, they still keep going after the deportation of people that are here illegally. And as we talked about yesterday, you weren't here, but we talked about yesterday about how people are attacking the ICE agents and doxing them and putting their faces out on YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and all these others in the picture, you know, in the faces of their kids and all of these. And they're, you know, attacking ICE officers and they've completely missed the point. ICE officers are just doing their jobs just like police do. You don't get excited when police arrest people and take them away to jail. Well, maybe during the George Floyd things, but they're missing the point. The point is, if you don't like what ICE is doing, ICE just goes where they're told.
You know, I saw a video of this guy getting arrested in Oregon.
Yeah,
taking his kids to preschool. The thing said like, Oregon dad gets arrested taking kids to preschool by ICE. But then it says in the article that he had overstayed his visa. He wasn't complying with, like, doing the things he needed to do.
To get his green card and all that, right?
Yeah.
So he wasn't complying.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, but it's just, but they made it, like, he's such a great person, but you're breaking the rules.
It's just like this guy that ended up, and I don't know, they deported him, and there's, you know, the father from Maryland, who is then found out he was a human trafficker, you know, he'd beat his wife up, she'd call the police on him all these times. He's finished. He's never going to stay in the United States. I mean, he may be, you know, he came out of the jail in Venezuela or wherever they had him, and he's back. But this guy is not somebody you want to make your poster boy of people being deported.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there hasn't been mistakes.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean, there's always going to be mistakes.
Yeah. And the thing is, you got to fix the mistake.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, okay, you are a citizen. Boom. You're back on the street. Sorry.
Yeah.
But we had every reason that we thought that you weren't. No, and there's going to be. And I, you know, you hate to see those things, but nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
And you can't forget, well, they haven't broken any laws. Well, yes, they did. They're here illegally.
Yeah.
There's your first big one. Now, I think most people would love to see our immigration policies be changed. Our immigration policies are in such a mess. It shouldn't take somebody years to get a green card. It shouldn't take years.
It shouldn't at all.
It shouldn't at all. And as far as, you know, people that were brought here when they were 2 or 3 years old, and now they're 18, 19, 20, I mean, under the DARPA thing there, not DARPA, the Dream Act, whatever the thing is, I understood that part. They were brought here when they were children. They had no choice. And they've grown up here in America. They're citizens. They're good citizens. They're not gangbangers. They're not these things. Then we ought to, you know, make that pretty quick, make them citizens. And it's going to take the House of Representatives and the Senate and the President all agree. But now you've got all Republicans in there, just like we've had all Democrats previous times. You know, that control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and sits in the White House, and yet nothing's been done. Nothing. And I just don't understand that. I mean, it's not that hard.
it's not that hard if you just look at it and go, if you've been here, if you were brought here, and you can prove you were brought here when you were a child. I'm not talking 18. I'm talking, you know, like 12 and under, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
well,
you can't really make a decision.
Yeah, well, you don't make those decisions, or, you know, whatever that age is. And you've been out of trouble, and if you're a member of our society, and you're a tax-paying and hard-working person hasn't been in trouble, boom, let's get them on. We have to take a break. When we come back, we have Haven Humane that joins us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He had a documented history of mental health issues. That's how New York City's Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch describes a gunman who walked into a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper last evening and opened fire.
Four innocent victims are dead. Among them, the NYPD police officer, Dieter Rule Islam, 36 years old, 4 years on the job. Officer Islam was married with two young boys. His wife is pregnant with their third child.
Tisch says the gunman, Shane Tamora of Las Vegas, took his own life following the attack. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the gunman was angry with the NFL and tried but failed to reach the league's executive offices located in the Park Avenue building where the attack took place. Forecasters say more high temperature records could be set today along the East Coast. Stubborn heat wave bringing sauna-like conditions to a large part of the country stretching from the Gulf Coast up to New England. It is full speed ahead for Alligator Alcatraz, Florida's holding center for criminal illegal aliens, awaiting deportation.
This was basically just an airport there, and within record time, they've built this.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And now you've had hundreds of illegal aliens that have been flown out of there for deport. So that is underway. We hope that the cadence picks up.
But a group of immigration lawyers has filed a class action lawsuit against Alligator Alcatraz. Two children are dead, two others hospitalized in critical condition after their sailboat and a barge collided near Miami. Coast Guard says it's investigating. On Wall Street this morning, stocks now in the red. The Dow is down about 134 points, the Nasdaq off two. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks at the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Some cracks could be developing in the ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia. Tensions linger despite a truce agreement.
The Thai military has complained of several violations by the Cambodian side and insisted on its right to retaliate against those to fire back. We know that there was very intense fighting right up to the midnight deadline for the ceasefire, including Thai airstrikes in the, sort of those last hours before the ceasefire came into effect. Cambodia is not reporting any ceasefire violations at all, so different pictures being given by each country. On the Thai side, they feel the Cambodians have, over several months, been expanding their presence on this border, building up their facilities in disputed areas.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. President Trump has opened a new golf course in Scotland, marking the end of a 5-day trip to his mother's native land. His son Eric, who designed the course, was on hand along with his brother Don Jr. Townhall.com. A Hall of Fame infielder has lost his battle with cancer at the age of 65.
Ryan Sandberg, who became one of baseball's best all-around players while starring for the Chicago Cubs, has died.
My goals
as I was playing and during the years were to try and win a championship with the Chicago Cubs and just be the best player that I could be.
Sandberg announced in January 2024 that he had been diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer. Sandberg posted on Instagram on December 10th that his cancer had returned and spread to other organs. He announced this month that he was still fighting, while, quote, looking forward to making the most of every day with my loving family and friends. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Healthcare giant United Health missed Wall Street's second quarter earnings expectations, and it's now offering an updated, more conservative take for the rest of 2025. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Tuesday, the 29th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Ben is back from his 2 weeks in Hawaii. So welcome back.
Welcome.
Now, what kind of national day is it out there?
We got two good ones.
Okay.
Got National Lasagna Day.
Ooh.
I like lasagna. And it's National Chicken Wing Day.
I thought yesterday was Chicken Wing Day.
July 29th. I'm looking at it.
Oh, we were talking about, I mean, we went on for 10 minutes about chicken wings. I love chicken wings. How about you?
I do too.
Yeah. I like the traditional chicken wings. However, you go down to Maxwell's, right down the street, which, by the way, in my opinion, has the best chicken wings in Redding.
They are really good.
Oh, the best. I always get the little drumstick ones. Do not ask for Diablo or whatever they're
spicy.
Or Inferno or Diablo. Ted Leidy said, well, I can eat those. And he ordered six of them. I ordered regular ones, and I watched him. Guess what? You can't eat. He couldn't eat all of them. They were hot. I watched him sweat and drink about 12 glasses of iced tea. And you know, and that doesn't help, iced tea. You know, you need bread to take the get the oil out of your mouth otherwise. Okay, and speaking of hot, though, today it's going to be a high near 100 with a low of 70 tonight. Nothing spectacular. It's going to be sunny and hot. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. However, 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. tomorrow night. Then Thursday, back to sunny and hot, and it goes like that all the way through next Monday. No triple digits in the high 90s, though, and at night, it's around 70, 68, 69. So that's what it's going to look like through next Monday. And the weather reports are always brought to you by the Shasta Gas Propane family, the Kinney family, been in the business 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're really, really good people. Give outstanding service. They have, like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans in their business, state-level awards. This is just a good company that takes care of its people and its customers. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jim Lewis from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning. And a big shout out to, hey, Mark, you owe me breakfast. So I see you're trying to get out of it again, but I'll catch you next month. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
We need to turn him down a little bit. I mean, I've got mine turned down a Hello, can you try
How about
again?
This?
Okay, that's better. You got a big voice, though.
That's me.
I mean, that's great. But you're just killing other people.
What? You know, most people get on and you barely can hear them.
Yeah, so. We have to, you know, we really.
So
pump
usually,
it up.
Usually have them up high.
Yeah, I've got a good mic technique, you know. So.
Oh, you're good. Jim, tell us. We know all about Mark and other people, but how did you get to Haven Humane? I mean, you just weren't born there and raised, I don't think, but...
Oh, yeah, I was born there. No.
I was, in fact, suite number 22 down
exactly.
there. I shared it with a German Shepherd and 12 puppies.
No,
tell us about you.
Yeah, I showed up there about 2011.
Okay.
It was kind of one of those things you just kind of fall into. I was looking for a job, wasn't specifically looking for animal welfare or
now,
anything like that.
Are you from Redding?
Yeah, I was born in Oceanside on the naval base down there. My dad was in the Marines, but he was stationed there at the, I think it was a naval base in Oceanside. The Marines had a base on the, or
Camp Pendleton
there.
Well, we had Camp Pendleton there in Oceanside, California. But there are different, there's different smaller detachments all over the base, and some of them are over there where the Amtraks were and this. And
yeah.
So
was I was born in a base hospital there.
Was he a career Marine or?
No, he just did his, 4 years
four
or so.
4 years, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were
born there, but then
in
came
the new
up
hospital?
Here.
In the new hospital.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. I wasn't aware of anything when I was born. So
that's true. That's true. See, my daughter was born at the base hospital, but it was the old base hospital. That, and then they put the and then they of course erected the new base hospital. It was beautiful, and she was born in the old base hospital, and then her daughter, my granddaughter, was born in the new hospital there at Camp Pendleton.
Cool.
At the Navy hospital there.
Way my mom described it, I don't think it was the new hospital. She wasn't thrilled with, with it all. So.
No, it could be.
Could have been the old
I'll
one.
Wait till after and find out how old you are, and I can tell you, give you an idea. Because if she didn't like that one, she would never have liked the first hospital. Because it was in separate Quonset hut type
of
things.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was good. It was good care. It was just... Yeah. This is, yeah, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then you were born in Oceanside, and your dad was in the Marine Corps then, and then...
Yep, then Reading right after that, and
okay.
I've been here ever since.
All right.
43 years since.
Cool, cool.
Yeah,
well, then you were born in the new hospital.
There you go.
Because my... No, wait a minute. I'll figure this out later. Not that it's important, but for me it is now. I'm figuring, when did they build, you know.
Yeah.
See when they built the new Camp Pendleton Naval Hospital, okay? See what year that was, Benny. All right. And so you didn't have any, like, animal experience before that, is that?
No real experience, just obviously an animal lover
sure,
my whole life.
Sure,
so,
obviously.
It popped up there, and I said, hey, let's try this. I was... I had experimented with being a stay-at-home dad for a little while, and then my kids, started preschool, so I decided to go back to work. Just kind of worked my way through every position there.
Yeah, what was your first job?
At Haven?
Yeah.
I was an adoption specialist there, so just helping people find their matches, and from there I went
on.
That's
not as easy as people may think either, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, we have to... consider what's best for the animal and what's best for the person.
Sure.
And, animals always are like the thing that's going to bring out the most emotions in someone. Your pets are going to really bring out any kind of emotions you have, whether good or bad. And trying to work with people to find the right animal for them, because they don't always want the animal that's going to be best at their house. So trying to work with people to make sure it works out.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to have this great Danish-type dog in my apartment.
Mm-hmm. And then it comes back because they, you know, we didn't realize how much it was going to be.
Or one of these cattle dogs, and they're going to be gone all day.
Yeah.
And then they find out after the first 10 days.
Exactly.
That is probably not the best kind.
From there I just kind of took every opportunity I had whenever a new position opened up. I went into animal regulations. I did that for a year and a half. Went into the kennel manager position once that opened up. Then when the adoptions manager position opened up, I had this brilliant idea to save Haven money. What if we combined those two roles into one? And so I took over both departments.
There you go.
And then been kind of there ever since. The job just grew and grew.
You are your own mini department of government efficiency.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, great. I'm here with Jim Lewis, who is the director of operations over there at Haven Humane. Mark's not here today, and Camp Love a Pet takes a lot out of him. You know, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and start talking about all these things that are happening over at Haven Humane.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall.
Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Saturday only at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you there. It's time to form a new state. Vote for New California State's Constitution. This Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Reading. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing educational system, no representation, loss of religious freedoms? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd, at the Shasta Bible College, starting at 10 a.m., and make your voice heard.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU is wondering if you are purchasing an electric vehicle. If you are, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Jim Lewis, who is the Director of Operations for Haven Humane. And we just talked, you know, hadn't really had a chance to talk to Jim about his background. Turns out his dad was a Marine. He was born down at the same hospital my daughter was born at. Well, no, my granddaughter was born at. So, yeah, small world. Okay, let's hit it. Sure. Zumba Bash.
Yeah, Zumba Bash, August 16th. This is one of our annual fundraisers. We do it in partnership with Anderson Family Fitness. In fact, they do most of the work for us. But yeah, it's going to be a night of wonder and excitement. This year it's the Zumba Bash Circus Spectacular. If you want to come, get ready to dance the night away with the Zumba instructors from Anderson Family Fitness. It's going to be a high energy evening packed with raffle prizes, drinks, and top notch vendors. You can get tickets right now at havenhumane.org. That's our website. It's $20 right now, $25 at the door. And here's the best part. Every ticket you buy automatically enters you into the grand prize drawing for a one-year family membership at Anderson Family Fitness. That's over $1,000 value.
Wow. And you, this is every year, and it's a just a great event. So everybody has a good time.
Oh, everyone who shows up there has a great time, yeah.
Yeah. Is Mark going to be in a spandex again this year?
Oh, every year.
Okay, great. Okay.
And if you feel like sponsoring that, we can always use the help for that kind of stuff. You can talk to our development team. Their number is 241-5262. Of course, that's a 530 area code.
All right. Hey, Bark, Wine, and Brew is here.
Bark, Wine, and Brew, yeah, it's coming up October 4th.
We don't, I mean, it's here. I mean, you know, it's one of the things that, oh, yeah, I got 2 months for that. Next thing you know,
Oh, no, our development department's been working on that since about October last year. So.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, and if I can just say this, reserve your tables early. This thing sells out. And then I remember 1 year, years ago, we were taking Haven Humane employees and moving them up to the up into the top tiers so we could open those tables. You know,
yeah, yeah, we got oversold 1 year. We've corrected that problem now. We don't do that anymore. But I do remember
still,
that year.
Yeah,
I was one of those employees moved up.
But it still sells out.
Sells out. Yep, every year.
And they have a dessert auction, my friends, that you just can't believe.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're delicious.
Special, yeah, but sometimes it's theme desserts, and so this one is going to be about pirates.
Yeah, this, I can this just year's imagine. Name is Pirates. It's going to be really fun. But yeah, like you said, you got to reserve your table early. So to sponsor that or reserve your table, again, call the development team 530-241-5262. This year's Bark, Wine, and Brew will be even more special than usual. It's going to be Mark's final Bark, Wine, and Brew, so be a good chance to say goodbye and thank him for everything he's done.
He is retiring.
That's
from
correct.
He's been there now.
He has been there about 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, soon after we opened the station here, a couple years after we opened the station. Yeah. And okay, so I'm not going to get maudlin about it. You got a lot of stuff here. Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet. We just finished our second session. The July Camp Love a Pet graduation was last Saturday. It was a blast. Tears were shed for sure. We still have, unfortunately, 3 dogs that participated in camp still available for adoption. So we start off with 8. 5 of those got adopted and got to go home Saturday after graduation. But we still have 3 on campus with us. We have Maverick. He's an 8-year-old Siberian Husky mix, just the personality coming out his ears. Ned, a 1-year-old Black Lab, we gave him the prize for the we gave him the valedictorian award at camp because he's the smartest dog around. And then Tessie, she's a 2-year-old Australian cattle dog mix. She's probably my personal favorite on this list, just the sweetest little girl.
You know,
beautiful
what?
Tiger stripes.
And these dogs have gone through 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a week. How long is it?
It's two weeks. And
they've gone through 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to walk beside you. They're going to do all those neat things. And Maverick, I've seen photos of Maverick, Ned, and Tessie.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to be maybe come through on Fridays at some point
sure
if they haven't been adopted.
Yeah.
But this isn't just your regular dog you get out of Haven Humane. This one has had a lot of handling, training.
And with kids, that's
yeah.
the cool part about our camp is that it's for kids 10 to 15 years old. So all of these dogs, you know, they're going to be okay with kids. And that's a big important thing. And they're around other dogs the whole camp. So we know they get along with
other
dogs.
They get along with other dogs because you want to let them out and run with other dogs.
Those are our two biggest questions we get, you know, kids and dogs. And they, these ones are already tested. They were put through the ringer during camp. So
how do they do? They just come down and, and they just give you a call and say, hey, I heard about Maverick.
Yeah, give us a call, make an appointment, or just come down 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday and ask to visit. Our kennels are open to walk through always Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5. An appointment just helps you make sure you get into a visiting room. But we always try to get people in, appointment or not.
And let me remind you, this is where Buford came from, not Camp Love a Pet. God knows, begun to love a pet. Who knows how he would have ended up. But this is where we got Buford's Haven Humane, and he is just a total love. And there isn't a person that hasn't come up next to him and just didn't like this dog. He's just extremely friendly, laid back. And I wish that every dog, I wish people could see what you can get from Haven Humane.
Yeah, you know, it takes people like you telling the stories and marketing the dogs, because it's hard to see what the dogs are going to be like when you're walking through the kennels, because
yeah,
they're in an unnatural environment. So,
right,
you know, anybody out there who shares their stories about their pets they get from Haven is just going to help us get more pets out.
A lot of times up at the Benton Dog Park where we take Buford, there's other, I would say there's always two or three people up there that have gotten their dogs from Haven Humane.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's really good to hear that. Okay, vet hospital.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on at the vet hospital. We are on our summer hours now for the walk-in vaccine clinic. So that's every Wednesday, 8 to 10 a.m. It's right outside our vet hospital. We do put pop-ups up when it's hot. This is a place you can get your vaccines, heartworm tests, parasite preventions, all that kind of stuff. Just make sure your cats are in a carrier that's the right size for them. No carrying the cats in your arms because it's too easy for them to get lost. And all dogs must be on a leash. So that's our vaccine clinic every Wednesday, 8 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
We also have started offering a different type of walk-in clinic. This one is for rabies vaccinations only for dogs. This is to make sure that you can get your dogs for their rabies vaccines and licensed, or renew their license or anything like that. So it's the fourth Tuesday of every month from 9 to 11. Our next one is going to be Tuesday, August 26th, so the end of this month.
Okay, now this is only for dogs, and
right,
it's just rabies. So you come in there probably, well, it's going to happen between 9 and 11, so you want to make sure you're there in time to
yes,
be able to get it.
Yep.
Okay. Dogs only.
Dogs only for that one.
Okay.
Yep. But back to cats, we do, every day we do 7 trap, neuter, return surgeries, Monday through Thursday. There's no limit per person. You can bring up to 7 cats if you have that many, but each one must be in its own trap. All you need to do to take part in that is show up by 7:15 in the morning for check-in. It's $45, and there are vouchers available that can cover varying amounts depending on your situation. But if you give our Animal Regulation Department a call at 530-241-2550, they can give you information about the different vouchers
available. In fact, some of these, the vouchers are, you know, be free, you know,
yeah, yeah,
in some cases. So this is 7 a day,
mm-hmm,
Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday. No appointment. You just show up at 7:15, first come, first served.
I've got to give a shout out to John and Martha, our next door neighbors. They have trapped and released 8 feral cats. And we've just found another one in the neighborhood. She says, yep, ears not tipped. And of course they also end up keeping a couple of them.
Yeah.
But, that's, and what that does, and it's so important, is you trap them, bring them back. They're not going to breed.
Exactly.
But they're going to stay there and defend their territory from others that could. So
yeah,
we don't
exactly
have
right,
a, yeah, we don't have a lot of kittens around our area, thanks to John and Martha. Okay.
Way to go, John and Martha.
No, but that's...
That's what we need. We need a whole community of John and Marthas. And
yeah, we really do, because if we did that, we wouldn't be having a kitten infestation, and maybe that's not the right word. That sounds horrible. But so many kittens, you know, come rolling in what, May?
Yeah, yeah, about May through the end of summer into early fall. It's just a nonstop flood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if everybody helps out, we can help stop it.
Okay. So, Feral Fiesta.
Feral Fiesta. This is another way
I
we
love
help
this.
With
I
that.
Love this. Where do you come up with these names? Feral
that's
Fiesta.
Dollar Hospital. That's Dr. Campbell. You know, try to make it fun when you work hard all day doing all those surgeries. You got to do something.
Oh my gosh! You know what?
Make the day go by.
I have been there when y'all had a puppy mill had been found and confiscated, and you all were doing the spaying for all of these female dogs that were just been in terrible conditions.
Yeah.
And there had to have been 20 of them. And you all were set up. It was so professional, but it was like an assembly line. I was watching it. And I mean, the thought, you know, before they go in there, you know, she's working on one. They've got the next one prepped. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as she's finished, they pick that one up, put it in a nice warm little, yeah. on a big pillow with others, and they're all sleeping, covered up with the blankies, and people watching them, make sure they're okay.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Oh my
really
gosh.
Caring
and,
people.
Yeah. And it's, anyway.
So Feral Fiesta Day, yeah, we do, we spay or neuter up to 50 feral cats. It's the last Thursday of every month, so the next one will be this Thursday, July 31st.
Day after tomorrow.
You drop off at 7:15 in the morning, you pick up that same day at 4 p.m. It's $45, just like our regular program, and again, vouchers might be available. You can, ask about it when you get there, or give that number a call. And see ahead of time what you might be able to do.
530-241-2550.
That's it.
Yep.
And then we do the Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day. This is where we spay or neuter up to 40 cats free of charge. This one is brought to the community by a generous, anonymous cat lover. It's the second Thursday of every month, so the next one will be Thursday, August 14th. Just like at the Feral Fiesta Day, the cats must be in a live, humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap allowed. And we're not talking about one of those little tiny squirrel traps. We're talking about a regular-sized cat trap. The cats will each receive an ear tip, and there is a 5-cat limit per household per month. So make sure everyone can take part in that.
Okay, we're talking here 118 cats, if you add them all up. You say you get your 40, then the 50, and then the 28. Mm-hmm. That's 118 cats that are spayed or neutered.
Yeah, and that's on top of all the other spay and neuter surgeries they're doing. Yeah.
If you think about this, my friends, we got to take a quick break here. But if you think about this, if you went to full capacity, which you might be doing right now.
Usually.
So that's 118 off the streets right there, not counting others that come in. 118 a month. I mean, it's well over 1,000 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, how many cats are there out there?
Ooh, that's
must
hard,
be,
to, hard to
must
know.
Must be
yeah.
tens of thousands or thousands.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, and they're out breeding us. Okay, we got to take a quick break. I'm with Jim Lewis, Director of Operations for Haven Humane. Been here for 14 years. Found out he was born in the same hospital probably as my granddaughter was. So, yeah, down in Camp Pendleton, the Navy Hospital there, which is kind of cool. It's kind of like we're in some kind of touching in that. You know, they say that six degrees
of separation.
Well, in Reading, it's 2 degrees.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. The only place I've been getting my hair cut since I moved here in 2007. What a great place. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and they do a great job. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. You're going to get a great haircut. They're nice people down there. Nobody, you know, there's no politics discussed. I mean, first of all, why would you want to get your barber who's got a razor in his hand and get him excited, first of all? No, but they don't do that. I mean, it's a great place. I make a reservation or appointment to go in and see them at 530-244-9478. Roll in, get my hair cut and roll out, or I just hang around for a while and chit-chat with everybody. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Jim Lewis and Haven Humane.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family, Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, sponsored by Wind River Resorts and Casinos. Our studios are 8:36 in the morning, 78 degrees up there, going up to 98, 99 today. And it's going to be like this through the rest, through next Monday. So, and we're not hitting the big triple digits, which is kind of surprising that we're not getting into the 108, 110 and all that. So maybe it's holding until August, and then we'll get into it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials and other reasons, maybe you need somebody that's an expert in workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to Patrick. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 5 years because there's a lot of people, lots of people out there that need help. You want to get back to work. It's changed your life. It's changed your family's life. You need help. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need one that knows what he's doing. It's going to be scrapping for you, and he's a scrapper. Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com. He's in Palo Cedro. I'm here with Jim Lewis from Haven Humane, one of my favorite times of the month. So we talked about all the spays and neuterings. And yes, by the way, it's 202 cats a month.
Yes.
I didn't carry my one or something like that. 202 cats a month that are spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
So you're well over 2,000 a year.
Yeah, and that's through our community cat programs. This doesn't include all the adoptions, all the private spays and neuters, all the dogs. Yeah. This is just the community cats. So, yeah, busy place.
Okay, adoptions. You had that Bissell Pet Foundations empty the shelters.
We just finished that.
How'd that do?
It did pretty good. We got 82 cats out and 29 dogs. And the Bissell Pet Foundation pays a portion of each of those adoption fees. So we're able to waive the fee completely with their help. It's a good time.
And if I encourage you to go get on Facebook, people go to Facebook, or the people already on Facebook, go to Haven Humane, like it, so you can get these. And they'll show you at least once a week, every 8 or 9 days, you put all the animals and their adopters out there.
Yeah, every Sunday we post the adoptions for the week, let everyone see. All the happy stories, who's going home, all the happy faces. It's good to see that.
You know, and sometimes you look at the animal and you look at the one who adopted it and you're going, oh yeah, no, they couldn't have adopted anything else.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
It's like the beginning of 101 Dalmatians where they look just like the owner.
Okay. But you got some more things going on where you can.
Just because we got some out doesn't mean we stop.
No.
This Saturday, August 2nd, we're going to be at the Anderson Tractor Supply. They invited us out there to do an adoption event. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The address is 1945 Marks Way. It's right off of 273, easy to see from there. But we'll be there with some adoptable dogs and volunteers, hoping to get some dogs adopted. If you bring in a bag of non-perishable human food, we're trying to help fill our bucket for the Pathways to Housing 2025 food drive. So that works at the Tractor Supply event or any adoption.
So if
in-house.
You bring in the food, so there's...
We're just going to give you half off your adoption.
Half
fee
off the
thank
adoption
you to,
fee.
For helping feed the community.
Super. Okay.
Speaking of cat and kittens, our kitten nursery is still full. Our staff and volunteers there are working around the clock to nurture the little ones. We always need help with supplies. If you'd like to help out, you can find our wish list by going to www.havenhumane.org and clicking on ways to give. Then we have a wish list link there. It can take you to Amazon, to Chewy, or just give you the names of the products we want, and you can do your own shopping. Another way you can help, if you can't help monetarily, is foster homes. We need foster homes for our kittens. One, it frees up space for us to take more kittens in and help more kittens. But it also helps the kittens socialize with people and socialize with other cats so they can be adopted all ready to go and ready to be part of the world. If you do want to do that, it takes anywhere from 2 to 3 months of commitment, depending on the age and health of the kittens. But we provide all supplies, all vet care, and any training help you might need. If you want any more information, you can go to our website and look under the volunteer section. Or you can call our foster coordinator or any one of our adoption specialists at 530-241-1653.
There you go. I'm right now on your Haven Humane. I'm going to your wish list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy a couple of things and stick on there for
you. Thank
you.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Well, I think everybody should. Just go to Haven Humane. Go to the wish list.
Yeah, while you're thinking about it.
Yeah, and here's a I'm not sure what this is, but it's $8.81. I'm not even sure what it looks like a cover. You've got everything there that you can do to help.
Yeah.
With it, syringes.
Right now, food. We could really use kitten formula and puppy formula. Those are more expensive for us to get. So donations of that really help.
Is that the foster care stuff?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah,
that's really helpful. And then if you like dogs, then the Milk-Bone treats and peanut butter are super helpful to us for enrichment in the kennels.
Okay, so that would be.
There's a couple options on
there.
There's
all types of stuff here.
Mother Hubbard and the regular Milk Bones.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay. Here's your chance to give, though. All right.
We have all our adoptable dogs still. We talked about earlier with Buford, we always need help networking the adoptable pets, whether it's sharing stories of your own dog that you've adopted or let everyone else know what we have available. If you see us share a picture of an adoptable dog, then you share that picture too, and then your friends share it, and suddenly everyone knows what's going on. You know, let everyone know they, you know, we have really reasonable adoption fees. And the adoption fees include the dogs and cats being altered, microchipped, make sure they're up to date on vaccinations and they get a health check. Our adoption fees for adult dogs are only $75 and adult cats are only $50. Our adoption fees for senior animals are even less thanks to the PALS fund. Older, animals can even have their entire fee waived thanks to the PALS fund. So yeah, make sure you're sharing our Facebook and Instagram content whenever you see us to help us network, all these pets.
Okay, when we come back from the break, is the photo contest still going?
I believe it is. I would have to check.
I think it is. And we're going to talk about that when we get back because I'm entering Buford in this. And, it could still be going on, but I'm not sure. But we're going to be right back with Jim Lewis and Haven Humane right after these messages.
Tenants Trust, Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Saturday only at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you there. It's time to form a new state. Vote for New California State's Constitution. This Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Reading. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing educational system, no representation, loss of religious freedoms? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Tomorrow, Redding City Councilwoman Tanessa Audette will join us, and a lot of questions about the tobacco tax, and they call it a fee, but it's a tax, for everybody that sells tobacco in the town of Redding. And we'll also talk about a few other things like the budget and other things like that for the city of Redding. Today, though, Jim Lewis from Haven Humane has joined us. And, gosh, you know, it's just you all are so busy out there and just finished Camp Love a Pet and all this. Now, where are we going now? On the
well, right before we left, we were talking about the photo contest. So right. I want to get that in there, make sure we give out the right info for that. The photo contest, you can find it at our website.
I'm looking at www.havenhumane.org.
Yeah, it's the pictures up there already are really cute. It looks like there's 14 entries. So, there's 12 months in a year. So people, get your pets in there. You still got a great chance of winning a prize. So we are taking entries until August 20th at 8 p.m. That's when it closes. To enter, go to our website. You submit a photo. You give us a $20 donation to enter. If you want to vote, you can pre-order a calendar. That's what the photos are going to be used for. You get 5 free votes for pre-ordering the calendar, plus you can donate money to get more votes into the system. So please take part in that. Let us help us raise some money. We're just over halfway to our goal. And yeah, we have till the 20th to get there or exceed it.
And let me tell you that the leader right now is Juicebox Wilson, who is an older Chihuahua. And I said, hey, wait a minute, they're using AI here. Because it looked like, but it's not. It's her blankie that looks like a taco. She looks like a taco in this blanket.
No, I've met Juicebox. Great little dog. One of my favorite dogs. I'm not trying to influence the vote here. Vote whoever your heart desires. But yeah. I got to tell you out there, pit bull lovers, we need some more pit bulls in that calendar. So far, it's a lot of little dogs. So
yeah.
Let's get some bigger dogs in there.
It's got a cat in there, too.
Yeah. Cats are allowed.
Cats are allowed. Yeah, I only see one pitty, it looks like, in here. But anyway, so but here's a chance. You get a calendar. It supports Haven Humane. You can have that calendar up all year. Okay, put one in here. We need one of those. Okay, next.
Well, let's talk about volunteering. That's a super important part of our mission is our volunteers. We have a ton of opportunities, whatever you might be good at. So, we can get help with cleaning, training and walking dogs, socializing cats, bottle feeding baby kittens, helping in our vet hospital, doing office work, etc. All of our volunteer job descriptions are posted online, so you can check them out at our website, havenhumane.org. If you have young ones, kids 10 to 15 can volunteer as long as they're volunteering alongside a parent, guardian volunteer. So that means both of you have to go through the volunteer process and get trained. Once you're 16 or older, you can volunteer all on your own. To get started, go to our online application at havenhumane.org/volunteer.
Okay. And you know what? They're the, like you said, they're the blood of Haven Humane. And it's not always about, if you don't feel comfortable walking dogs or petting cats, holding kittens and feeding them. And some people aren't. There's so many other things you can
do
out
there. There's a lot of stuff you can do. You know, if you know your alphabet, you can help us file. So that way we can spend more time working with customers, helping them find the right dog so we don't have to file all the paperwork in alphabetical order. So there's always something.
All right. Okay. Microchipping.
Yeah. Microchips are a very important part of getting your lost pets back home. We do them for only $30 at our Wednesday vaccine clinics. If you're just getting a microchip, you can skip that line and just come in anytime during our regular business hours to our receiving building, and we'll help you out. Still the $30. We love to get pets back to their owners ASAP, and this is a good way to help us doing that. It'll help you avoid paying any impound fees, too. So if an officer is out in the field and picks up a dog or a cat, they're going to scan it for a microchip. If they find one and can get a hold of the owner, then we'll take the animal right back home rather than bringing it into the shelter. a lot of times when people show up with a lost animal, we can scan it, and we can ask the people who found the dog nicely to just hang out in our lobby while we contact the owner, and they can get the dog back to their owner right there in our lobby without us ever having to impound it. So $30 now could save you a lot of money later and save your dog from having to spend the night at a shelter. Now, make sure if you move or change your contact info that you update it with the microchip company. If you rehome your pet, you need to call the microchip company with the new owner's information so there won't be any ownership confusion in the future. And now in California, all impounded animals are required to be microchipped upon release. So if your dog does come in, or cat, and you come in to pick it up, then we are required to microchip it before it goes back home with you to help it get back sooner next time.
Okay, I just bought 5 leashes that y'all wanted.
Nice, thank you.
So it's real easy. 5 leashes, it cost me all $30.
Yeah, and he did it while he wasn't live on
the
radio.
While you were talking right here. They're going to deliver it to my house, and then I'll drop it off out there. Because that's one of the things you say you need.
Yeah. We can always use
it. It's off the
them.
Wish list. That's how easy it is, my friends. If I can do it, anybody can do it. All right. You know, I can tell you about microchips, and it also is, especially during certain times of the year, like the 4th of July and those kind of things, and people lose their dogs because of the noise.
Yeah.
If they've been microchipped and they get picked up, scan them and take them right back home.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Yeah, and any vet can scan them. You don't have to come all the way down to the shelter. We can get them back home without ever having to come and see us.
Okay. So that goes into, you know, like, it helps prevent lost pets.
Right.
You've got something else you do here, vehicle donations.
Really easy, really program. Cool. We do this through our partner, Cars, Inc. Every vehicle donation, car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat helps us provide the quality care and pet services to the animals in need in our community. Donating is super easy. You just call 855-500-7433 or go to our website under Ways to Give, and then you'll see a button that says Donate a Vehicle. Like I said, our partner, Cars, Inc., will tow the vehicle at no cost and then send you a tax deduction receipt.
Also, if you don't have the registration, they will get that registration.
Yep, they'll do all that legwork for you.
Yeah, so you can just – you've got something on your property or – down the street. Or
I had a quick phone call, question for Jim about the chipping. Mm-hmm. A lady called in and said she got chipped. Is there a fee that they pay afterwards for a service for that? Or
That's a great question. So for the microchipping, through the company we use, which is Home Again, there is no fee to keep your animal's information in the database and up to date. Now, they will send you a letter offering to upgrade to their, like, premier services.
That's what she was asking.
And that includes stuff like if you can let them know when your pet is lost, and they will email and fax pictures and lost posters and stuff to all the different vets, to the animal shelters in the area, and do a lot of legwork on their end to help you get your pet back. But that's what the letter asking for registration is.
But they don't need to do that.
They don't have to do that.
For
the life of the pet, for the cost of the microchip up front, we'll cover the database having the info.
The only thing you do is when we picked up Buford, he'd been chipped. Mm-hmm. They had to make sure our data, took all of our data, our phone numbers and address and everything. And if we move, though, or if we got our phone numbers changed, we have to go then to Home.
Home Again.
Home Again and change that. But, no, it hasn't ever cost us. We had Snooki chip, too.
Yeah.
Never once had to pay another fee. So it's a great deal, and it gives some. I think gives peace of mind.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we've got all of a minute and a half left, Jim.
Well, let's just talk about Facebook real quick. If you haven't already done it, follow us on Facebook and look out for next month's Facebook fundraiser. We do this about once a month where we do a Facebook ask for something that we need. We asked for leashes and collars last month and we got almost...
I'm a month behind.
We still need them. Our volunteers need them to walk all the dogs and they just get worn out. They get lost. They get chewed up. Adopters might accidentally take them home. But we were able to basically restock our leash and collar supply for our volunteer program. So just pay attention to that. And in addition to the Facebook page we have for the all the good news, we also have an animal regulation Facebook page where all the lost and found animals are posted. So if you're looking for your dog or you want to help maybe find or reunite, sorry, pets with their owners, you can just search for Haven Humane Animal Regulation on Facebook and follow that.
There you go. Wow. A lot of information there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the miracle nipple. Yep, you need some of those too.
Those, hey, he's not kidding. For the orphan kittens, those are the only, they're the nipples that go on the end of the bottle, by the way.
So you've got the syringes and everything, so all you're looking for is the nipples.
We can always use both, but those, the miracle nipples are a little bit more of a pricey item, but they are one of the things that we can almost always depend on the cats to nurse from, which isn't always easy.
Oh, okay. So it would be the miracle nipples. Well, I guess you could buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not that much, $15. Okay. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
A lot of information out there. And again, let me just say to you, like I tell Mark, is how much our community appreciates Haven Humane. I mean, without you all, it's our quality of life would not be as good. For all the work that you all do, for you and your volunteers. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate the kind words, and the love goes both ways.
Hey, tomorrow, like I said, Tanessa Odette, Reading City Councilwoman, if you've got any questions, you can give her a call and talk to her, too. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.